What is this shift?
All right. You ready?
Pretty steady go.
Ready, set, go. Welcome.
It
Shift
wait.
hit plan.
This one too.
There we
Wasn't
go.
popping up. That's my fancy. Fancy. It's like, no, we're not fancy right now. Shift hit the fan, everybody. Welcome back.
Welcome, welcome.
Another episode of trying to figure out what these are saying.
Hey, we sat around being like, bleh,
Yeah.
is this?
Just vomiting whatever came out, trying to figure it all out. We've got the Knight of Cups, and the hidden energy is the moon.
The moon.
So that makes it a different story this time. Did you want to say thoughts? Or who's going to start this party?
I feel like we got some stuff to tie into your dream here.
Yeah.
I don't know if we got clear on it.
So let me tell something to you, okay? Yesterday I woke up to a dream of me riding this white horse, bareback though. And that's what I was just talking about my dream, but I don't think we connected it to this duo, this dynamic here together. I just realized it's this is the third time since yesterday that I'm seeing this white horse, and so yeah, let's figure this out on the spot, I guess. One of the things that I was looking at this first to kind of tell me what's going on here, as I do. We were looking at how the moon kind of looks angry, kind of looks sunnish. It's I guess that makes sense, being the reflection of the sun. But don't know, maybe that's this the one of the queens has that same intense look of focus on her face. That just came to mind. But there's a wild dog here. There's a tame dog here, or domesticated dog. We're like, am I the lobster coming out of the waters, and about to go on this jagged journey that's dual, that's in the night, that leads to something that looks like either mountains or sea, but if it's the sea, then it's parted by Moses. There's towers on each side. There's potatoes in the water. And this black grass down at the bottom that looks like tools or shark fins or shark teeth. Rock lobster right there.
The path is parting the sides.
Yeah. It's almost like,
Illuminating the way.
yeah. When you bring this guy into the picture and you look at his face, he seems pretty confident about what's going on in the background. He's not too bothered by what's going on over here. So maybe trying to tie in my dream. This dream that came to me when I was this vision, the vision of the white horse, initially came to me when I thought I was gonna die from I'll put it down since my hands are shaking. It initially came to me when I was dying from lung cancer. I didn't think I was going to make it, but I would get this vision while I was medicated. Of my future self on a white horse, not too worried about what was going on with me physically. 'Cause so there was three versions of myself: the future self on the horse, the body lying down on the floor dying, and and then my observer self, which I that's the view that I was looking at these two bodies from. I didn't realize I was in the vision as the observer as well, like begging for help with this body that was dying on the floor. And this was the look that I had, that I gave myself, like, it's all gonna be good. I know it seems like, being in the dark, dealing with these dual selves, I guess the maybe the wild one here is the one that's like out there asking for help, asking, being showing his teeth, angry, like desperate to get the help, howling at the moon. Like, this is what you gave me, this domesticated dog to help me through this. Like, this is my partner. Like, I need more. Being totally in the dark in that situation. But what was leading that, guiding that, I guess, was my future self, like, knowing that everything was going to be good, that I was gonna make it through it, and just holding space basically for that, for that future healed self. So it's to me, it's a reminder that we're still going, but just sit still. It's already happened. It's already, your future self is here. It's just like your healed self is here, and the steed is come to pick you up, to carry you on that ride. And I keep getting reminded of it, and either the hidden energy or just flat out, like, just chill and take the ride. Just, we're gonna sit here. It's gonna feel like we're not moving, but this guy's ready to go, and he's gonna carry you. That's what I got. I tied it in. I did it.
Did it. Except for we're riding the right horse, even though your song says no.
Yeah, don't ride the white horse.
I love that. Yeah, and I feel like the way that I see the moon and the path that's there in the card reminds me of this walk that I've taken a few times recently, in the middle, like at night on a trail, and just trying to follow the trail with the light of the moon. And the moon is a lesser light, like it doesn't shine very bright, so you're not, the path is was very, very obscure. So like I couldn't see what where exactly I was going at, past, just a few feet in front of me. And I love this idea that the horse is just going to carry us to where we need to go. And if we trust the process, we trust what is going on at the time that whatever's happening, we'll get taken to wherever we need to go. And I was having this conversation with someone last night of like our purpose and our meaning and and I've always like I not always I read Viktor Frankl's Man's Search for Meaning a long time or a couple of years ago, and in that he really talks about how meaning is what carries us through life. Like when we have meaning, that's what will keep us going through the hard times. And in my head, there's a few things that came up for me. For one, meaning is something that we have to create and we have to choose for ourselves. It's something that's within us that we have to create that meaning. So this Knight of Cups, the knight is bringing, he's got his purpose. He's holding his cup. He's delivering this cup to wherever it needs to go. He's steadfast on his meaning, on his purpose. And that is it. That's a choice that he has to make and something that he has to believe in. And if he doesn't believe in that, if he doesn't really accept that meaning, then he's liable to go in any direction. And I don't think that that's necessarily a bad thing because we have directions that we can, any direction we can go in at any moment. The infinite is right here and now. The infinite abundance of life is in this very moment. And so we have that opportunity to go in any direction that we want to. And our meaning can change at any moment that we want to. And but that meaning that we give is usually what carries us forward. And I think sometimes our meanings can fail us. The things that we set our sights on, the purposes that we have, I think we can fail. We have those moments where the meaning wasn't enough to carry us through, or it wasn't enough to really find the end result. But I think the beautiful thing is like coming back to that horse is carrying us. It's bringing us to some direction, and it's like our own body. Like that horse is like our own body carrying us through whatever moment that we're in. And as we trust our body to take care of us, as we trust it to navigate all the moments that we have, it's almost as if that meaning and purpose, it's good for our own mental morale, but is it the most defining point? And I've questioned that a lot. What meanings in my own life are worth keep holding on to? And I think that's something I've played with a lot too, is the meaning that other people have given me, is that something that I choose to hold on to and choose to keep inside my own mind and body? And is that what is going to carry me forward? And for a long time it was. And at this point in my life, I'm like, I don't know that I want that. I don't know that I want to accept everybody else's meaning and purpose for my own. But at the same time, like, I can respect everybody else's purpose and reasoning that they create in their life. It just might not be my own. And so I think the path is dimly lit so that we can find ourself in the darkness, so that we realize that we are carried forth through our body, and that we have that opportunity to choose as we want, to experience as we want, to navigate and be curious and play with the experience that we have. Because in the darkness, our mind will often play tricks on us. We'll think we hear things, see things. We don't know what's going to happen. And so we can oftentimes scare our own selves in the darkness. But when we come back to our body, the thing that's carrying us through the path, the thing that's carrying us on our journey, then we find that centeredness, that wholeness that's inside of us. And this is something that, and we talked about it last week, but it's something I've been playing with a lot lately is, can I connect to my body? Can I connect to myself, the thing that is carrying me through? And if I can do that, it's almost like everything else disappears. The mental images that I'm creating in my mind disappear. But I need to connect my whole body and not just be in my mind or not just be in this one element of life. And then once I'm in my body, it's like I can connect to everything around us. And we've talked about this before too, where a lot of the times when we are blind, when we can't see is when we can see the most. But we have to be able to clear our mind and clear out the things that we're holding on to so that we can truly see. And I had a someone I was going along with on a challenge, and he was having us just close our eyes and helping us get into that spiritual place by having our eyes closed. Because having our eyes closed allows us to find that centered space and allows our mind and imagination to start creating in a way that's more pure and connective to the things that are around us. So, yeah, that's what I got. Connect to your body, find your spirituality.
Listening to you talk made me see something in this card. Like it pointed something out. Like, yeah, the path is like dark. You can't really tell what's out there, but if you notice, the actual road is the same color. It's well lit all the way. So if you just keep going forward with whatever team you're given, whatever you got over here, the wild and the domesticated and the rock lobster, like you just keep moving forward and the path will light up in front of you. You don't have to worry about what's ahead. Just trust that if you move forward, the path is lit for you.
And a lot of times we're confronted with choices, and we spin around and around those choices, worrying whether they're going to be wrong or right. And it reminds me of a story that I heard where a dad and his son were going down a country dirt road, and they come to a fork in the road and they don't know which way to go. And so they tap into spirit, they tap into the higher power to say, which way do we go? And it tells them left. And they go down to the left road and it comes to a dead end. And they're like, well, I guess it's the other way. And the son turns to his dad and says, why did the higher power send us down this way? And his dad ends up saying, well, sometimes we got to go down the wrong road so that we know which one's the right road. And I think just to say that, like, we're just experiencing life, and sometimes we have to go through these different experiences. Our soul has to find that experience in order to find our own true inner self, to find the guidance that's inside of ourselves, to find the way through life. And we won't know what's in the end. We don't know where that pathway goes. We just know that that's the pathway we need to take. And I think we get so stuck in this logical reasoning that's inside of our mind, and we forget that that logical reasoning that's inside our mind is really an illogical imagination that we've created to justify why we're doing what we're doing. And really, the best justification and the most simple justification we have is, this is just what I feel. This is what I feel like I need to do, or what I need, where I need to go. And especially when that comes from a calm place, like when we can still our body, still our mind, and say, yes, this is the direction I need to go. That's when we really start to find our pathway.
Yep.
Yuppers.
Mind is blank now, so I don't know what else I can.
Download complete. The shift has hit the fan, and now there's no more to shift.
Shift has also hit the shift shaper.
We have shaped the shift. Now go
You're
spread the
welcome.
shift.
Oh boy.
Awesome sauce. You guys are amazing. Remember your own inner self and your own inner power in choosing, and know that your body will take care of you, even if it's in pain. A lot of time that pain is still a direction and a communication that's trying to tell you something in life.
I just thought of thanking Brian, because I think this is my left and right brains. That's the team I got to work with right now.
There you go.
Brian at odds with himself.
Yep.
The end, I guess.
All right. Love you guys. Go be a shift.
Right. The end.
The end.
Let the shift hit the fan, let the shift hit the fan.